Hey, British people! Are you tired of salads and watching calories? Well, listen up! Due to the overwhelming success of our London La Obese restaurant since opening our doors in June 2008, obesity in London has shot up by a whopping 15%, bringing a little bit of the USA to you Britons, yes sirree! Now, La Obese is available to go! You can enjoy an entire all-American buffalo and side order of 50 whole potatoes in the comfort of your own home. Why not wash it down with a wholesome 5 liters of freshly melted lard? All for the unbelievable price of $19.99.
New La Obese Soccer Stadium outlets coming to Tottenham, London and Arsenal, London. La Obese, fattening up Britain because we care.
If you're looking for a feast, get down to La Obese. DDT Radio.
Welcome to Series 3, Episode 3 of the DDT Radio Podcast. I'm here with Jason Greenfield.
Hello.
Sam Buckingham.
How you doing?
Craig Rumble. Turn it off! I've told you about that before.
Turn it off!
You just turned Carl off. Carl, are you there? Hello?
Carl.
Yo.
Right. Let's actually start that again.
No, I only turned him down. When you stop it...
He's not on the right volume now. You can't
balls
touch the
to your volume.
You can't touch the volume.
Give me a Tippex pen.
Tippex, what for?
I'm going to mark a line on there where it should be.
I don't know. Carl, speak.
Yo, what's up, fellas?
Right, okay, speak again.
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
Sounds like he's talking through a vocoder.
Oh, no, he sounds like a Dalek.
We will exterminate.
If you've got them Dalek sort of voice changes.
Gangster rap Dalek.
Yeah, like drive-by Dalek. Yo, motherfucker.
Craig, I'm going to start the show with some fantastic advice that you've never heard before. And that advice, Craig, is...
I'll tell you what, let's just stop it there, because I don't want your advice.
Let's get ready to rumble!
With Craig Rumble.
I don't want it.
Never.
It's crap. Turn it off. Go away.
Turn it off. I haven't turned it on yet.
Go away. I don't want to hear it. Just fuck off.
It's amazing how mental he goes before you even give him the advice.
Well, let's have a
Because I know how useless he's going to fucking be.
It's going to be fantastic.
It's not. It's going to be shit.
You don't even know what I'm going to say.
No, I don't. But I can just tell. Because I've been doing this thing for 3 series now. And every fucking week, it's crap. Crap advice.
Never use Marmite as a sort of lubrication.
Jesus Christ, why would you do that, Craig?
No,
I don't do it. Shut up. I'm fed up. I'm actually getting pissed off with him now.
That's
why he does it. You do realise that, Craig.
Shut up.
Right. Now,
I don't want your advice. It's crap. Go away.
You might have a woman round. You might want some to lube up with a bit of baby oil. Oh, you haven't got any. You reach in the cupboard. What have you got? Marmite. She either loves it or she hates it. What have you got to say to that, Craig?
Well, to you, Lee, learn how to get a girl wet, right, before throwing out advice about lubricant. Yeah?
Lee knows how to get a girl wet instantly.
I was going to say, it's going to be a bucket of water or shower or something.
Bucket of ice cold water, preferably not sparkling. They don't like that. Never throw sparkling water over a woman, Craig.
What is there any difference to the sparkling water?
So
seriously,
sensation.
Some bird's going to be there, and you throw some ordinary water over her, and she's, oh, that was pleasant. And you throw some sparkling water, and she's, don't do that again. I didn't like it.
Being a teacher requires patience, devotion, and understanding. Taking care of little tykes is not as easy as it sounds. I love children and have all the time in the world for them.
Mr. Rumble, can I play on the triangle?
It makes too much noise, Timmy, and I'm just making an advert.
I promise I'll be quiet, Mr. Rumble.
What part of no don't you understand, you fucking munchkin? Go on, fuck off. Follow the yellow brick road, you loser.
Rumble Jolly Tykes Playgroup. For more information, call 0800 Rumble. That's 0800 Rumble.
Right, yeah. We've had an email here from Arthur Rosewater Howarth Biggins. I'm sure you've never heard anything like this before. I have been an avid listener for years prior to the show going on air and enjoyed them all. I suspect I have a slightly unusual fetish when I hold a metal dustbin lid in one hand and strike it repeatedly with an old headmaster's cane in the other. My proboscis swiftly takes the form and firmness of a ballistic missile and won't go down for hours. I've discovered that painting words such as sissy or naughty useless nincompoop on the bin lid enhances the effect even further. Should I be at all concerned about this strange phenomenon? Shall I start that again? Until I'm a twitching spent heap in the corner of a Sainsbury's car park. I come from a privileged background, you know.
I think before we comment on this, we should explain to our Chav listeners, our American listeners, and Craig the meaning of proboscis.
It's not a sauce.
Are you trying to make slice 90 ones?
It's not a sauce you get in peri peri chicken. What have you got to say to Arthur Rosewater Howarth Biggins?
Carl? Change your name, it's too fucking long.
I'm still trying to figure out what marm. Is it marmalade?
Marmalade. Marmite.
Think Bovril.
Do you know what Bovril is?
It's yeast extract.
Well, you see, yeah, ask the expert. What Craig likes to do is
extract his yeast.
Is extract his yeast into a
pot. I don't know why I bothered doing this fucking show.
A black sort of sludge that tastes like Twiglets.
They don't probably don't get Twiglets.
Twiglets are made. Do you get Twiglets over there, Carl?
I don't believe they exist here.
What sort of evil country do you live in where you don't get Twiglets?
Well, that's a weird thing. You know, I don't like Marmite, but I like Twiglets.
Well, I can't stand Twiglets.
I don't want to know what you do with Twiglets.
Shara Tarlington, we're hip and down with your cool, groovy cats and love the modern sounds of Nat King Cole and Mr. Ricky Nelson.
As times change, so do we. So why not light up a refreshing, healthy cigarette and listen up?
Morning, Peter. Happy birthday. I bought you a present.
Excellent boy. Is it a radio?
It is, Papa.
One that I can listen to all the radio stations on?
Of course, Father.
Is it a transistor radio?
It's a valve radio, Peter.
Nah.
Is your son thoughtless? Does he disregard your feelings? Is he out of control? Well, fear not, for the Arlington Spiked Bat 57 will quash his insensitive nature.
Daddy, no, I'm bleeding!
A baseball bat laden with spikes is just what you need to beat the impertinence out of you. And now, a baseball is not the only thing that can be swung at violently with a bat.
Well, it says here there's a website. It's called BritsBuy.com.
Called grapes?
Brits by.
How does Brits sound like grapes?
Are you sure it's not a British shop?
Well, it says, love them or hate them, Twiglets original in a large bag.
Twiglets original, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, a large bag, British, sort of British standard, is not a large bag American standard.
Right, seems as, yeah, no, a large bag American style would be a bin liner of Twiglets.
Well, this says British savory foods in USA.
So you can get them over there. What you want to do as well is look up Marmite, and then you'll understand the advice that I'm giving Craig and the dangers of using Marmite as some sort of lubricant.
I don't use it as a lubricant. We've been over this. Just shut up.
But you do use mustard.
Oh, fuck's sake.
What sort of mustard?
I'll give up.
You are going to use mustard as a lubricant. Would you use French, American, or English? And also,
I don't like mustard. I don't like Marmite. I'm not going to
use it.
I don't use it.
Do you use any condiments?
Wait, hold on, Craig. I'm trying to figure out if this is your website
like
here.
Ketchup, sauces. And
he's probably. I don't use condiments. I'd rather go au naturel. Bearpack.
Bearpack.
Bearpack. No, we're not talking about Bob your bear this week. We've done that.
No, I'm just quoting what you said. Bear pack.
Bear back.
You said bear pack.
Bear
come
back.
On, witnesses, come on.
He said Craig. Bear back.
No, he didn't. He didn't back. He didn't.
Rumble.
Bear pack.
Rumble, you're being spoken to by
go ahead, Cole.
It says, this is the story of my passionate, never-ending love for Marmite. Plus, there are some Marmite recipes and so on. All about this yummy, lovely substance.
Is this Craig's website? No one else has a passionate affair with Marmite.
Can we stop taking the piss out of me this week? Please!
This website was written by C. Rumble.
Ah!
Right, so why would you smear Marmite on yourself?
I wouldn't do it! I never have done it, you're not going to try it, it's common sense, it's Marmite, it's disgusting.
So you hate Marmite, yet you use it?
No, I don't use it. We've been through this, I covered this about 5 seconds ago. I don't use
you
Marmite.
Covered
I don't
what in 5 seconds ago? With us seeing
what?
It.
Why do you even own Marmite?
Why do I
like
even
it?
Bother? I don't know why I bother doing this every week.
Quick question, do you have Marmite in your cupboard?
No!
You don't?
No, I don't.
Not even for sandwich purposes?
No. I don't like Marmite. Why would I have it? Why would I have something I don't like?
Do you stick it in the fridge then?
No! I don't have Marmite! If I don't have Marmite, that means there's no Marmite in my household, let alone cupboard, fridge, wherever.
So do you borrow it from next door then?
No, I don't borrow it, I don't use Marmite!
He uses Bovril.
But not Bovril!
Anything you'd like to say about that, Carl?
How about honey? Maybe he has honey in his cupboard.
Oh, honey? Well, never use honey. I mean, again, right? I think I'd just like to add to that. Never smear honey on your genitals and shout, "Here, Fido." It's Craig.
Cool. I'm not talking to you.
You got 2 pieces of advice this week.
No, no, I don't want his advice. It's useless and unnecessary. Now, can we start cutting it out of the show? Because it's just a waste of time.
What was that? You want more advice in the
show? No, I want no advice. No advice. No advice to be thrown out by you or anyone else here. Just throw it away.
In
it's
fact,
just useless. Cut it out of the
say
show.
Anything.
Well, yeah, essentially. That would be a much better show.
As y'all know, we're producing a show about famous composers and we're using action stars. Now show your more sensitive side, boys, and your acting ability. I called you here to the studios in Nashville to see if you guys have any preference as to whom you would like to portray. Now, Mr. Van Damme.
Chopin is a favorite of mine. I would like to portray him.
Okay, what about you, Mr. Stallone?
Well, I've always admired Mozart. I think the role would be, you know, challenging.
Okay, and Mr. Schwarzenegger?
I'll be Bach.
We should try and get some photo evidence, photographic evidence, all this sort of stuff he does, send it down to the police, because, I mean, some of this...
Yeah, well, fucking good luck, because there is no photographic evidence. There's no evidence at all. I haven't done anything,
he
so there's no photographic evidence. Shut up! I'm talking!
It's because you know where all the CCTV cameras are.
All right, that's
are,
it. Nobody can talk unless they're holding this chopstick.
this is a radio show. And you are holding that chopstick.
Yeah.
So
you're breaking the rule.
No,
you're breaking the rule. You're breaking the rule.
Let's reverse this. Why don't we get Craig to give Lee some advice?
Just never stick a microphone up your ass.
Is that something you did this morning, and that's why you're projecting it onto me?
Is that why the microphone smells of shit? I thought there was a smell coming from somewhere. So.
Yeah, it was Lee.
Can I just say, Craig brought the microphone in.
It's not even my microphone.
Really, that's even worse.
Microphones do go missing around this place.
They do. Microphones suspiciously go missing. Now, Craig...
Yeah,
you
and there's a hollow sound from your bottom.
I'll give you 30 seconds to ease off, because I'll get him severely pissed off.
Never.
But you know what, Lee? I think that even if you haven't done it in the past, Craig has saved you from the embarrassment of having to go to Barnett General and say, "Look, mate, I was getting a bit experimental last night. Could you remove this microphone from my anus?" And they say, "Oh, Mr. Greenfield, Lee, you oughtn't to keep coming in like this. Last week it was a twiglet, well, 20 twiglets taped together. And the week before that, it was a family-sized Mars bar." And Craig has saved him, you, from the,
I think the biggest problem,
ongoing embarrassment.
I think the biggest problem, though, was when he came in with the twiglets. No doctor would touch him, because all the doctors in the hospital happened not to
like
twiglets.
Funnily enough, there's a problem with the deodorant, because the instructions actually on it said... lift lid and push up bottom. Right? Now,
which lead
can
did?
I say, A, that's uncomfortable. Right? And B, I don't see that helps the perspiration under your arms. Although I can tell you, you probably have the nicest smelling wind in London. Which leads me to say thank you to everybody, and that's it.
Wow, that was a lovely ending. Yeah.
Wasn't that
lovely? Really touched my heart, that one.
That's it, fuck off.
Alright, I'll end on this note.
Let's get ready to rumble! Let's get ready to rumble! Fucking turn off!
Let's rock the mic, psych!
Ah!
Radio.
Exhausting negotiation with the Japanese ambassador, who I've invited round to dinner to talk further. Will you set an extra place at the table?
Yes, dear.
Can you prepare a 3-course meal for tonight?
Yes, dear.
Will you pop to the shops and buy the ingredients to cook a traditional Japanese meal? Not interrupt me, woman. Give me the electric chair.